Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, this week's Ask Me Anything guest, what does it take to become Miss Ireland? Jasmine Gerhardt is with me in studio today. Jasmine, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
You might just explain, first of all, to listeners, why did you want to become Miss Ireland?
Well, I actually went for Miss Ireland 3 times. So my mom was in Miss Ireland, and it kind of was always something I wanted to do. So when I went for the third time, I guess it was third time lucky and I won. So it's been a long process, yeah, but it's definitely been worth the journey.
Do you know, this is always, I know, one that becomes a sort of a talking point whenever we talk around the Miss Ireland and the Miss World. Do you regard it as a beauty pageant? Some do, some don't. Some have mixed views on, is that your terminology?
Yeah, it would be considered a beauty pageant, but Miss World has a massive advocacy behind it. It's called Beauty with a Purpose. So each woman who will compete at Miss World will bring forward their advocacy. So it's not just about how you look and, you know, what you have to say. It's really about the work that you're doing on the ground in your country and implementing it in other countries as well.
OK, you're the current Miss Ireland, then, right?
I'm the current
Miss Ireland. And you are currently, you're a contestant, though, in the upcoming Miss World. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to Miss World in 5 weeks.
OK, so where's that on?
I'm excited. India.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Amazing. Day to day, aside from being Miss Ireland, what's your day to day job or background?
So I actually have a law degree and a master's in human rights. So I'm currently a paralegal, and that's what I do.
So you're in the world, the legal world.
I'm in the legal, by the day. Legal sector.
Fantastic. Right, we have our first question in from Grace.
What was it that drew you to Miss Ireland as a pageant?
As I said before, my mom had competed in Miss Ireland, so it was nearly like stepping into her shoes in a certain way. But it's a great pageant, and I loved the concept of Beauty with a Purpose, which is a project that you create for Miss World. That was something that really drew me to enter into that specific pageant.
Okay, we have another query from Emer.
What would be your preferred topic of debate for the Miss Ireland competition?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, as a paralegal or as a law graduate, I like to argue a lot.
Yeah, you can say argue and row, it's all right.
But I guess I'd love to open up topics about, you know, domestic violence and legislation that we can put forward to combat that, because that's something I really stand for. I'd like to open conversations about that and the importance of it.
The top, when you say, and just maybe to follow up on Emer's question, are they discussions? Do you have kind of debates at the Miss Ireland, or is that just at Miss World level?
No, definitely. So most of the concept of Miss World and Miss Ireland is the head-to-head challenge, which is where you're asked numerous questions about, you know, politics, whatever's going on in the world, and how you would combat that, and what your answer would be to kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Go into that.
So that is part. It's mm-hmm. beyond, I suppose, as people might think, the beauty pageant element of the competition. There's more to it than that, then.
It's very different from what people's perception is. I mean, every single contestant that has gone to Miss World and that has won Miss Ireland has started a project that they've integrated into Ireland to promote their advocacy. And that could be from a range of different things like mental health, domestic violence. I focus on education and literacy. I was the first person in my family to go to college. So for me, that's something that's really important to me. And it's all about how to speak and how to hold yourself and how to be a confident woman and have a voice.
Okay.
And that's what the title has given me and what I hope it will give every other Miss Ireland after me.
We have another question, Jasmine, from Elaine.
Do you feel any less of a feminist or a feminine ally by being part of a beauty pageant?
Good question.
Very good question. No, not at all. And I'm obviously a human rights lawyer and I stand for people all over the world, but especially women. And I've worked so closely with domestic violence charities in Ireland like Searcha and Ofnus. And without this title, I don't think, be able to get my message across so well.
So it sort of helps in...
It's definitely given me a platform to advocate and to be a voice for women who don't have one.
Well, there's definitely an element of public profile, I suppose, that comes with being a Miss Ireland or Miss World.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're in the public eye and you have a lot of influence over, you know, young girls and young boys and people in general, because as I said, you're standing on that stage. You have something to say.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for our current Miss Ireland. We've another query from Sarah.
What advice would you give to young people who look up to you and would like to follow in your footsteps?
It's a great question. I would say Something that's very important to me is I entered into Miss Ireland 3 times and I failed twice. And as a young person, it really knocked me down. But I would say, look, when I won the third time, when I entered the third time and I won, it really created a lot of resilience in me and strength. And I would say never, ever give up on your dreams. And if this is something that you've, you know, looked at and really wanted to do, just keep going for it. And just because one door closes in life, another one always does open. Yeah. And just to remember that on your way up. It's not always as easy as you think it
is. No, definitely not. And it's, you know, because it takes a lot of perseverance and persistence to, I'm sure, keep going at something like that, you know, and to re-enter for a third time as well.
Yeah, and that's something I learned throughout the whole process. Sometimes things have to, like, they don't happen for a reason and it's actually meant to be. And just to, as if I was to give advice to me as a young person, as I said, don't get knocked down by failures. Just understand they're all part of the story and they all make sense in the end.
What did you do differently the third time?
You'd have to ask the judges.
More experience, I suppose, maybe.
You know what?
It?
I went in with the mindset that, look, if it's not for me, this will be the last time I compete. Yeah. And it's, I always say there's an Arabic saying, maktub, and your fate is written. If it's not in the cards for me, it won't happen. Okay. But I just put my best foot forward and follow through with
it. Stuff. So, yeah. Question from Rory.
Hi, Jasmine. I was just wondering, how is a beauty competition judged? Because I would assume that it's actually quite subjective. I don't know how you would define beauty objectively. Thanks.
So as I said, there's numerous kind of layers to Miss Ireland and to Miss World. It's not just the outside perspective. It's more actually what's inside. And that's the projects that you put forward, the advocacies that you stand for. There's a lot of women who are actually creating policies in their country to change legislation. So it is really like, in a way, a political role just as much as it is a beauty competition. And it's also allowing every young woman to get up and speak about different topics all over the world.
In terms of how it's, would say, graded or marked, and just to follow up on Rory's point, like, is it 50-50 the project and advocacy and 50% how you present yourself or hold yourself? Like, how, is there more weight given to either one?
So most of the project in Miss World, it all goes to beauty with purpose. And I think that holds nearly half of the percentage, to be honest.
Okay.
And then obviously different aspects that make you a leader and make you, make them want to give you the title. Yeah. The way you hold yourself, the way you speak. All of those kind of things are important. It's like, it's a job, essentially. So it's it's like, you know,
Is being Miss Ireland, that is a full-time job, is it? Or is it?
It is a full-time job,
No, what I'm just thinking, you know, the Rosa Tralee winner, they kind of take the, I don't mean take the year off, but they do take the year off and go and do different things, don't they, in projects and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Miss Ireland, you can obviously work as well. It's just, it can be full on at times, and there's different elements to it. I mean, it's your choice. It is your choice if you want to take the year off and focus solely on your advocacy, or if you have the luxury of doing that, or, you know, you can work with brands and go down a different avenue rather than your normal career path, because it is just the year and the organisation will push you to do those kind of things. But it is objectively up to you.
Okay. Yeah. Question from Ben.
Hi, Jasmine. Does the Miss Ireland contest still have a bikini competition? If it does, how do you feel about being judged on your physique?
Miss Ireland doesn't have a bikini section. And,
okay.
Miss Universe, it's a different pageant that would have a bikini section in it.
Does Miss World?
Miss World doesn't either. No.
Okay, right.
No. And to be honest, I mean, I think a lot of women, whenever you feel confident in your body and your, you know, your fitness and your health, if you would like to showcase that, that's completely up to you. And I guess an element of it kind of shows your determination and resilience and all those kind of things when you do have your physique and top peak. But for me, I like the Miss World approach. I like the fact that most of the pageant is focused on, you know, your projects and things like that, and not really your outside image.
Rather than the swimsuit sort of competition part. Mm. Right, okay. Question from Mia.
What got you interested in pageantry and what made you stay in it?
You mentioned your mum, so what made you stay in it?
To be honest, just the platform it could give me. It's a stepping stone to where I want to be and the woman I want to be as well.
Yeah.
And it allowed me to fulfil all of those things. And I guess that when I first entered at 17, it allowed me some type of title to give me the confidence to go forward and be like, look, I am somebody, like, you know, can you help me? Can you let me in? Or can you know, that kind of way where I wouldn't have had the confidence to do that without it.
This texter Jasmine's wondering, how has the competition changed maybe since your mum took part?
Wow.
Was the debate part or was that always an element of it?
So I think, to be honest, it has become much more of a leadership role rather than just a beautiful woman.
Okay.
It's become, you know, the beauty with a purpose now as an addition to the competition. Now, if it was there when my mom competed 20 years ago, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd say, yeah, it's become more of you're a spokesperson and an advocate rather than just a pretty face.
And just one final question, and I don't know if you know the answer. This texter here is wondering, this texter says, a daughter of a friend of mine applied for the contest, and one of the rules was that she could never have been pregnant at any time, whether she gave birth or not, miscarriage, abortion included. I'm wondering, is that true or misinformation, asks this texter. I don't know, do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know Miss World hasn't expanded to taking in women who have had children. So single mothers or anything like that, they won't accept it. You have to have had no kids.
So that's for Miss World and for Miss Ireland. You're not sure?
I presume the rules would probably be similar in the sense that they wouldn't put a Miss Ireland forward if that's the Miss World rules, because that's the next step. Now, it has nothing much to do with Miss Ireland in the sense it's just the rule of the international pageant. And I hope, to be honest, when, you know, times change, that does also change, because there's such an amazing groups of women in Ireland that, you know, should be allowed to put their foot forward and go for this, because why not?
Jasmine Gerhardt, Miss Ireland and upcoming contestant at the Miss World. You said that's what, in 5 weeks' time?
5 weeks' time.
5 weeks' time, yeah. Best of luck.
India.
Best of luck with that. Yeah, but sure, if nothing else, even the trip, I suppose, to India is a nice perk of the competition. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Jasmine, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.